explains mass atrocities occurring in Syria. More fighting in Ukraine. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. The United Nations says mass atrocities continue to take place in Syria as Islamic extremists grow more powerful and foreign fighters enter the war. A new UN Commission report says the impact of the war is no longer confined to Syrian territory. Commission Chairman Paolo Panero says Islamic State militants have taken over large parts of eastern Syria and northern Iraq. Syrian rebels from at least two different groups seized control of a border crossing with Israel's Golan Heights Wednesday, killing 20 Syrians. Israel's military says the fighting spilled over into Israeli territory, wounding an Israeli officer. Israel and Hamas are both claiming victory in the 50-day Gaza war as a new ceasefire took hold Wednesday. A spokesman for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the tunnels used by the Hamas militants who control Gaza to sneak into Israel for attacks had been destroyed. Hamas says it killed 64 Israeli soldiers during the conflict, Israel's heaviest military loss since 2006. More than 2,100 Palestinians were killed by Israeli airstrikes, mostly civilians, but also key Hamas leaders. There will be other Egyptian-sponsored talks in Cairo in a month. The World Health Organization says 80 people are now being monitored for Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where officials reported an outbreak of the disease this week. The United Nations agency is awaiting lab results to confirm the disease is definitely Ebola. The WHO says the outbreak began with a pregnant woman who fell sick with Ebola-like symptoms after butchering an animal killed by her husband. This is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council unanimously adopted a resolution tightening the Libya arms embargo and calling for an end to the violence in that country. The move follows reports that Egypt and the United Arab Emirates launched surprise attacks and airstrikes in Libya against Islamist militants there. Egypt dismissed the reports as unsubstantiated. The U.S. government says a Russian counteroffensive is underway in the rebel-held cities of Donetsk and Luhansk in eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian security forces report increased Russian-supported military activity in the area as well. VOA's Gabe Joslow reports.
Ukrainian National Security spokesman Andriy Lysenko told reporters in Kyiv Wednesday about increased shelling of Ukrainian territory coming from across the border in Russia a day earlier and the movement of Russian troops. Russia continues to build up its military presence at their border, he said. During the last 24 hours, Russian military vehicles concentrated in border districts, mostly in the Rostov region. Lysenko said intelligence sources reported increased activity of Russian forces in Crimea, which Russia annexed from Ukraine in March. Moscow denies supporting pro-Russian separatists battling Ukrainian armed forces in eastern Ukraine. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Kyiv.
International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde says she's being investigated for negligence in a corruption case dating back to her time as French finance minister. Lagarde called the accusations totally without merit and said she would appeal the decision to investigate her. Lagarde said that after 3 years of investigation, the only allegation against her was that she was not sufficiently vigilant in handling resolution of a dispute involving business tycoon Bernard Tapie and the sale of his majority stake in German sportswear brand Adidas. Lagarde said she would not resign over the scandal. A UN-supervised anti-fraud audit of more than 8 million votes from Afghanistan's June presidential runoff continues after a brief suspension Wednesday when rival candidates withdrew. Ayaz Ghul has details.
The large-scale audit of the hotly disputed runoff vote is part of a U.S. brokered deal that binds both Afghan presidential rivals Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah to accept the final outcome and work toward forming a government of national unity. But the vote scrutiny, which began 6 weeks ago, has been hampered repeatedly due to disputes and walkouts by Ghani's and Abdullah's representatives. The latest disruption occurred Wednesday when Abdullah pulled his observers from the audit. His team members alleged their demands to broaden the criteria to identify fraud were not entertained by UN supervisors. Hours later, Ghani announced he too was disengaging his team from the process. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
And I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.